Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It is April 30th, Thursday. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, as always, sitting in for Joyce Riley here for the Power Hour. Good morning. Welcome. We'll be here for 3 hours. Phone lines will be open at various points during the show, covering news in the first hour. In the second hour, hearing a lot about these new Black Panthers, some of them inciting violence and provocateurism in Baltimore right now. Well, we have an OP, an original Black Panther. You guys know him. It's Larry Pinkney, a good friend of mine, joining us in the second hour of the broadcast today. Larry has been commenting on controversial issues such as the Boston, well, Baltimore, and now New York, and soon to be Boston, in the town coming to near you, protests over police abuse, which somehow spirals into racism. Larry was an original Black Panther back in the day and been very critical of the leadership in this country, which many of them happen to be black, as Larry is. Joining us in the third hour of the broadcast today, oh, we're off to a banging start here, the one and only Bill Still joins us in the third hour of the broadcast today. I think it's been a while since he's been on this show, been a while since he's been on my show. I host the Jack Blood Show. Bill, if you don't know who he is the creator, producer, director, actor in The Money Masters. Have you seen The Money Masters? You should see it. Do they have it at the Power Mall? If so, you should get it from them. Bill is really an expert on who the Money Masters are, who the global money paradigm is. His book, his movie, The Money Masters, is a must-see YouTubing. And he's also done a really great analysis on the real intent of The Wizard of Oz, which gets us into some serious chicanery going on around that time in our nation's history, suppressing candidates, buying elections. We'll talk to Bill about a variety of money issues as well as issues of the day. Bill Still joining us in the third hour of the broadcast today. As we mentioned, there was all kinds of new information allegedly coming out. Some of it looks like disinformation regarding Freddie Gray and what's going on in Baltimore. Why is this looking so much like a psyop to me at this point? Yeah, it could be very spontaneous, sure. And then it's hijacked. Never let a good crisis go to waste. We hear that constantly. But people against people, not so much people against government, people against the state, or people against police abuse. So there is a lot of new information coming in on this. We've got a bunch of it for you today. The newest one is, if you haven't heard it, that Freddie Gray injured himself, throwing himself against the walls of the police van, which basically broke his neck and his spine and his vertebrae in several places. This would be very easy to verify. There are cameras. Yes, folks, it's hard to believe. There are cameras in the back of the police van, just like they are pointing at you in the back of the police car, hoping they'll catch you say something and violating your own Fifth Amendment right. Very easy. Show us the footage. And while you're at it, we'd like to see the footage of Oklahoma City, the front of the Murrow Building, during the Oklahoma City bombing. We'd like to see the pictures of the plane, not because we're morbid and want to see people die, but we'd like to see pictures of the plane, video of the plane crashing into the Pentagon. We'd like to see that as well. So there's a lot of video we'd like to see, which conveniently dissipates, disappears, gets edited, malfunctions, just at the point when we need it the most. This is why I'm not a big lover of cameras. Bernie Sanders is in the race. Is he in it to win it? Is he in it to be a stalking horse for Hillary Clinton? Oh, you guys, I know you love Hillary. I'm sorry. I should not compare her to Hitler. It wouldn't be fair to Hitler. Some election news and political news. We'll get all breaking news here in the first hour of the Power Hour. Good morning. Welcome. I'm Jack Blood. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Sometimes I just don't know if what's going on in Baltimore and what has now moved up to New York is part of the overall training of our national police force. People saying, you know, Jack, a lot of this is going to turn into this national police force. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we already have that. In fact, we have an international police force. So not that you shouldn't be worried about that. You should stop it. Put yourself in the way of it. Whatever it takes. We'll get to all of that. A lot of the Baltimore, New York news coming in the second hour. Is this an American Spring? Is that what I'm seeing here? I've been predicting that for a couple of years. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun. I'm sitting in for Joyce Riley here on Thursdays. You're listening to the Power Hour and affiliates. So glad to have you with us. A great guest for you on the broadcast today. With everything going on with Jade Helm, and despite what they have said, if you haven't heard, Jade Helm 15 is the largest regional training for police and military, first responders, et cetera, in maybe the history of the country. It encompasses several states and a few cities. Several of these states and cities have been labeled hostile, full of insurgents, and the drills will calibrate according to, I guess, where you live. If you live in Texas, Utah, or San Diego, you could be in trouble. The blue states are, I think, UN-friendly, and they won't be doing it so much there. But there was a town hall meeting in Bastrop, Texas, where we have a lot of Republic of Texas people, The very, very good people down there who believe that Texas was never properly annexed. And I got to tell you, with all of this Jade Helm stuff, I think a lot of other Texans are thinking maybe we should be Texians too. Maybe we should take another look at how Texas became a state. Obviously, Texas has its own resources, its own economy, does not need the federal government to exist. It's the other way around. And this was something that might have sounded preposterous even, I don't know, 6 months ago when our Republic of Texas friends were raided by the JTTF, their things taken and many of them pushed around. Yeah, it's starting to make sense now, but there was a town hall meeting in Bastrop. I'm not going to play the audio for you, but a lot of veterans and special forces veterans were there to grill what encompasses kind of a city council, city managers. And they had one representative from Fort Bragg who was speaking for the military and the drills we now know that are Jade Helm 15. They start in July and go through September. Yes, right through September 11th, by the way. I don't know. People have certainly have a right to be concerned about this. We've seen drills go live before, so anytime there is a drill, especially one of this magnitude, we should be concerned. If the drill is our military drilling to arrest us or confine us or fight us as Americans, that is certainly something we would want to know. In the, yes, of course, in the town hall meeting, the military was adamant that there won't be arresting any citizens, there won't be any checkpoints, that all the drills will take place on private property. Unfortunately, I've been hearing different. We have sources. Sources inside, I can't give my sources away, but they are inside what is becoming Jade Helm, all-encompassing. The governor of Texas has come out and said, look, we're going to be watching this very closely. The citizenry is certainly a little nervous, and their response has been, Greg Abbott's response has been, we're going to watch, we're going to keep an eye on these guys for you. And they have put the State Guard in that role, which they are completely untrained to do. That is, untrained to watch the military. You have to understand the State Guard is a whole different animal than the National Guard. It's completely different than the military. These are basically our militia. I know some that's going to upset some people, but if you knew the people I knew, you would understand that they think pretty much the same way you do. A lot of them are oath keepers. Now, these are people that love their state and love their country, and they are not prepared, I believe, to be in the situation to watch over Jade Helm, but they certainly want to do it. And we've been hearing back channel from the governor that anyone that criticizes the governor's office over Jade Helm and is in the military is threatened with court-martial, or worse, depending on who you are. But at the very least, you could be court-martialed. So this is obviously going to keep the people involved in the Jade Helm 15 quiet and going along to get along, because the threats have been there. Well, look out for very few whistleblowers. So the government denies that this is going to be anything serious. Our sources say they are going to be practicing on gathering intel on citizenry, that they are going to be practicing, extracting, and fighting the citizenry. So we are at loggerheads. This is not an isolated incident. This has been going on for quite some time. Several drills like Urban Shield or Operation Falcon. I was always really concerned with Operation Falcon because it was the rehearsed roundup, the actual roundup, of thousands of people all at the same time. Generally, this comes at 5 or 6 in the morning, when most of us are sleeping, including some of the listeners here right now. I'm half asleep myself. And this is a multi-jurisdictional, multi-department effort to practice rounding up key people all at the same time. And that's exactly what would happen if there was massive civil unrest in this country. We've seen this as dignitaries come to town, or we have the Olympics or some major world event, maybe the conventions coming up here in about a year or so for the Republicrats and the Republicans, that they'll go in, they'll clean up the streets, and they'll start arresting people that they consider to be potentially dangerous to the dignitaries. So these are all things that have been happening for quite some time. There have been, you know, drills where, if you haven't heard this, I'm preaching to the choir here a little bit. I'm stating the obvious, but I have to always consider the fact that people are new and haven't heard some of this. But you can certainly look up the multiple Urban Shield style drills in various cities and states where all of a sudden, with no warning, helicopters attack your city and guys that are looking like Darth Vader with machine guns are rappelling down onto the roofs. The explosions are going off. So it would be very easy to confuse that with kind of a Red Dawn style landing or some potential martial law. So it's made people very, very nervous. This story has come out from WAFF. National Guard trains for civil unrest and rioting. Maybe Bill Still will talk about that in the third hour of the broadcast today. What are they getting ready for? Everybody has a prediction, right? Yeah, mine has been generally the Cyber Pearl Harbor. The Internet Patriot Act, we've learned years ago, has already been written, and, well, they just need the right to circumstance. Otherwise, it's going to be long and protracted to get complete control over our computers. Not to say they don't now. You would need some kind of a Cyber Pearl Harbor where the economy was shut down maybe for a little while. So everybody's got their own prediction. National Guard troops arrived in Baltimore shortly after midnight Monday to help local police forces with the chaos. Some would say that this is potentially a breaking with posse comitatus. Rioting, looting, widespread damage, flooded streets, followed the funeral, the 25-year-old man who died while in police custody. Most of us know that. Many of the guardsmen are trained for a situation just like the one in Maryland. It's called civil unrest training. It was recently completed in Tennessee with the local police department. Troops have also trained in Maryland and Colorado. They've been training. Let's just make sure we're understanding what the story is saying. Allegedly, they've been training in Maryland before the event in Maryland happened, directly in Baltimore. They say that it helped put into perspective the person we're going to be up against. Not Al-Qaeda. Not the Russians, the Ruskies, not the Chinese. That would be the American rioter, the unruly person who finally gets mad as hell and is not going to take it anymore. The training includes gas mask training, police with shields and batons. They say, well, if we have to use it in the outside world, we're ready for any task possible. That's always the excuse. Troops plan to remain in Baltimore to help until order in the city returns or until Maryland is no longer under a state of emergency. That's a bit of a misnomer, since just about every state, for one reason or another, is always under a state of emergency. And the feds believe this is, and sometimes your executive in the governor's mansion, they consider this to be a loophole in the Constitution. Same as what you would call, weather events, earthquakes, fires, you name it. I think we're just about always under the state of emergency. It's kind of a little bit like the War Powers Act. The president thinks the War Powers Act gives him the ability to do just about whatever he wants. The president recently just re-signed the Global Economic Powers Act, the International Economic Powers Act, which is very much like Rex 84. It gives them complete control over your property, your body, and your country. So it's hard to tell if they just want us to think this, if they're just being prepared, just to be prepared, or because I'm not seeing any real viable threats out there.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
Somewhere near Toronto, they've been having drills in Canada as well, as you know. Well, it's the North American Union, isn't it? I mean, it's Mexico, Canada, the United States. What's the difference anymore? I'm again sorry to be the bearer of bad news so early in the morning. Good morning, it's the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Joyce here on Thursdays. Larry Pinkney, original Black Panther, a good friend of mine, joining us in the second hour of the broadcast, and Bill Still from Money Masters joining us in the third hour, if you're just tuning in. Yeah, we were talking about the various massive drills, which I just don't see how we can get around thinking that these are drills against we the people, This is what we sponsor. This is what we pay for. Sometimes I get caught up just like you do in the negative angle of all of these things because I've seen it before. I know largely what the end game and the plan is. So I immediately jump to conclusions. The police are wrong. The military is wrong. The government is wrong. But we have to, I guess, fully absorb the question and the debate, because a lot of people are going to say, so what's wrong with all of this? I have nothing to hide. I'm a law-abiding citizen here. I support the troops. I support my president, no matter who he is, because I respect the government. And I don't have a problem with any of this. And I think some of you maybe have had some of the same problems that we all share in trying to communicate why this is bad to your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, and people on the street without sounding like a paranoid loon. But why is there all of these exercises now all the time, all at once? We've been down this road before, and it never really ends very well. I guess the only thing we can say is that we're telling our friends, we're sharing this with people, probably not hearing a lot about Jane Helm 15 or something, or any of these special ops drills at the water cooler at work, right? Not coming up. They're talking about the big fight here this weekend, or maybe, and they're talking about the riots and looting in Baltimore. This is, again, something that is almost meant to wedge and divide us against each other. So at a very minimum, you're warning people that this is coming. You're warning people or telling people about it so that they can be informed rather than, you know, we're paranoid, they're coming to get us, they're going to drag us out of our house and take us to a FEMA camp. Although that might happen at some point. It's not funny, Jack. Quit laughing. It's preposterous is what it is, especially in a place like Texas where everybody owns guns. I'm going to lean, if I have to bet on who would win that fight, it would be Texas. Yesterday was the anniversary of the pullout of Vietnam. It's the 50th anniversary, right? I have my math wrong. 40th anniversary, 1975. I watched a documentary on that last night. It was there was Rockefeller and Ford and Kissinger all sitting in the Oval Office deciding what to do with Vietnam. I think that was the last time we ever just completely evacuated a country. Now we're posted in there. The first thing we do is build a indefensible military base and then a torture gulag, and we just never leave. Now that I guess that was the lesson. But ultimately, if we're warning people, then if something happens, then at least we could say, right, we warned you. And the reason I'd mentioned Canada is because there was a story out of Toronto. The police and the firefighters and the paramedics worked together in a mock emergency up there. People were hearing gunshots, explosions. They say chemical exposure was part of that mock emergency. Again, this is something we do all the time now. You have to ask yourself, if they're constantly drilling for all of this, why aren't they better at it when it actually happens? When a disaster or something actually happens, like we saw at Katrina, they're woefully incompetent and unprepared. When an event happens, such as civil unrest in Baltimore, they seem woefully incompetent and ill-prepared. When alleged hijackers hijacked alleged airplanes in the morning of 9/11, you don't think that they were drilling and drilling and drilling for something like this to happen on a regular basis? That would have been NORAD and our Air Force and our military. Of course they were. What were they drilling to do? Allegedly, go out to sea and wait for the Russians to attack. So they were woefully incompetent. That's their excuse. And ill-prepared. So with all of this going on, drills to attack Americans, drills to jail Americans, drills for hijackers, drills for natural disasters, nothing happens. It's Natural Emergency Preparedness Week, May 3rd to May 9th in Canada. Look out for that. We'll be right back for a long second.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Well, I don't want to upset anyone. It is the international police, the international media drilling for you Americans who may not go willingly into what is called the New World Order, the global paradigm, the in a sense of world governance. Why won't you people get with the program? You should just, again, willingly hand over all your guns so that they could be finished with this, and then they wouldn't have to drill that they were going to arrest you or gain intelligence on you or find the perpetrators in your various area. I think they already believe you're an insurgent. It's too late. Don't give up those guns. Don't give up those freedom tools. One of the things they've been doing with this whole ISIS is has training camps in America. A couple of weeks ago, they released some, I think we might have talked about it here last week on the Power Hour, but a couple of weeks ago, they released some really just horribly, it almost looked like satire, a horrible video of an ISIS training camp. And this was like, it looked like a couple of junior high kids wearing ninja clothes, training to kick each other, like you've seen maybe your teenagers do. And it turned out that the entire thing was a setup that the the people in question were dumb enough to go on Facebook and say that the death to America. And so the FBI got in there, infiltrated them, began showing them how to set up a mock training camp, filming them, and then, of course, giving them money so that they could later attack the government. Remember, we're fighting them over here, over there. I never get this right. I never have once said this right. Because it's so Rumsfeldian. We're fighting them over there so we don't have to fight them here. But they're here, and when they're here, they want to go over there where we are to fight us over there so they don't have to fight us here. You see what I'm saying? It's very Rumsfeldian is how it is. But because ISIS is in every state, ISIS is completely fake, if you didn't know. I'm sure there's some low-level people that think they're in ISIS, but most of it is absolutely controlled. Follow the money. Read the news. Look at the connection between global intelligence, Israel, Tel Aviv, D.C., London. And look into something called P2OG, that's Proactive Preemptive Operations Group. It's an extension of the Gladio operations or the Salvador operations or the NATO operations. It says if there aren't any terrorists, then pretend to be terrorists. That way you can catch the terrorists or you can get the people behind whatever policies that you might have that they may not be intelligent enough to go along with, is normally how they look at you. But because that there is ISIS everywhere, that means that if there is a militia training camp somewhere, or if the rest of us are just training to, I don't know, be invaded by the Chinese or the Russians or ISIS, and this is what they're telling us, there's constantly a boogeyman coming to get us, I suppose we should be prepared for that. But if we do, we'll be considered enemy combatants. Is that the story here? Pretty much good. I'm just checking. Let me know when I mess up the official story. It's all about that. Resist. So the police, the military, all of it. It's not national. It's international. So what are they training for? I don't know. The rest of the world seems to be going willingly into the New World Order, although we have seen Europe begin to fight back. People trying to detach themselves from the promises of regional government didn't work out too good for them. That's because you can't protect yourself. Your sovereignty is important so you can protect yourself, your freedoms, your economy, your people. And once you get into a collective regional or world government, you just don't matter that much anymore. I was watching also in the news this morning, getting ready for the show. They had a nice piece on, it was a rebroadcast, I think, on NPR TV with Gwen Ifill. And they were talking about, I mean, this is supposed to be the kind of liberal, the squishy, feel-goody, liberal news station. And they are directly going after any quote-unquote liberals or quote-unquote Democrats that might be against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And if you don't know, there is a vote to continue on with the fast-track authority of the president. You see, I learned from the guest who was directly from the Council on Foreign Relations that this is really a good thing. And that the reason that the president, the executive office, has all the power to negotiate away your freedoms, your sovereignty, and to put the global corp, corporations like Monsanto, in charge of writing your trade agreements. Also, I think Philip Morris is one of the authors of this. The reason that it's sitting in the basement somewhere, that's right. The massive TPP trade agreement is sitting in the basement at the Capitol under guard, and you're allowed to go look at it if you're in Congress. Most people are saying they just can't do it, they won't do it, it's worthless. They're not allowed to take pictures of it with their cell phone or make copies of it. It's under guard. They're only allowed to peruse this giant, massive document before they vote yes or no. But ultimately, the biggest vote is allowing this trilateral commission authority to give the executive branch the fast-track power. Now, the Council on Foreign Relations will say, and again, these are the arguments people are having, at least it is a debate, maybe, potentially, that They don't want the president to have to go to Japan. You know, Shinzo was out here trying to talk to us, the prime minister of Japan. You don't want to have Obama go back and forth. He goes over to Shinzo and says, this is part of the trade deal. And Shinzo says, no, we don't like it. And then he has to go back to Congress. And then they don't like a piece. And so he's constantly shuttling between these 10 countries back and forth. It takes too much time. He wouldn't have time to go out and get hamburgers and ice cream and give stump speeches and cut ribbons and do ceremonies at the White House for your favorite gladiatorial bread and circus sports teams. There needs to be time. You wouldn't have time to go golfing or on vacation to Martha's Vineyard or to Hawaii. You need to set that time aside. There's nothing else going on in the world. So it's just absolutely amazing that it's generally the quote-unquote liberals. I know the progressives just hate, and so does the far right wing, just don't want anything to do with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You should say no to that, too. You should say no to the fast-tracking. That authority should be ripped from the executive office. They have lost the privilege after NAFTA and CAFTA. They've proven themselves to be nefarious and irresponsible, if nothing else, incompetent. They should not have that authority anymore. But we're busy looking at Baltimore. So we're busy looking at Jade Helm and at Baltimore and at all these other things that could be nothing more than giant weapons of mass distraction. All right. I mentioned earlier that everything is lining up for some kind of a cyber Pearl Harbor. Unfortunately, with Hook, with Crook, they put in the Crook as Attorney General. She is your African-American woman. We need to have that. We need to break that barrier. You're saying, Jack, we already had Janet Reno. She wasn't actually, doesn't count as a woman. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend anyone, but let's face it. She looked like a man in a dress. It's not about her. Sorry. It's not about her appearance. It's about her complete and total utter ignorance of anything that was going on around her. She was nothing more than a puppet for Webb Hubble, is really what I believe. I think the Whitewater anniversary was the other day. And we had Eric Holcomb, who came from the exact same direction as Loretta Lynch. Yes, the new top cop in this country's name is Lynch. It makes me a little nervous. She came from the New York Federal Reserve. She was a lawyer protector of the multinational corporations so that they wouldn't be punished too bad. She has stepped in the way of several banks who were caught laundering drug money, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. She also has a massive cybersecurity background, as does the new Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, Council on Foreign Relations, Club of Rome. Aspen Institute, you name it, he's part of that. Everything, the new executive order that Obama signed, the kind of Rex 84 style executive order, was for cybersecurity. Then, of course, we had that net neutrality farce that went through. Everything is pointing to that. It's just that simple. It's easy to see when you actually know how to read what's in front of you. Sometimes not even having to read between the lines. This has just come in. Former commander of the U.S. nuclear force urges taking missiles off high alert, citing cyber threats. Are you telling me now that the missile system in this country or anywhere doesn't have so many redundant security doors put in front of the path of any potential hacker that it's actually under threat? Is anything important here not completely redundant with massive security? Or is it all just a big, big open door anyone can come in that knows how to type on a keyboard? Apparently that's what they want you to believe. This worries me just because when they leak these things out, it reminds me of how the globalists have to tell you what they're going to do, sometimes even before they do it. Some have called that predictive programming. Some have called that cremating your care. There is, again, the kind of a Freemasonic edict that says, you know, you have to confess and tell people what you're going to do. That clears your conscience and clears your karma. Taking U.S. and Russian missiles off high alert could keep a possible cyber attack from starting a nuclear war. You know, really gonna be attacked? I'm sure the Russians would like to hear this, or the Chinese. The former commander of U.S. nuclear forces says that, but no country appears willing to increase the lead time to prepare the weapons for launch. Or retired General James Cartwright said in an interview that de-alerting nuclear arsenals could foil hackers by reducing the chance of firing a weapon in response to a false warning attack, essentially adding a longer fuse. Think of this kind of like Wile E. Coyote. He says this can be done without eroding the weapon's deterrent value. Cartwright heads the Strategic Command, or did from 2004 to 2007, as vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff before retiring in 2011. You know, they have a nuclear football. I once interviewed the guy that carried the nuclear football for Clinton. He didn't have a lot of nice things to say about Clinton, and got really sweaty when I started talking about the shadow government. I can't talk about it, he said. He's seen some things. So that's part of the redundancy. You can't go into one system and fire the missiles. It has to be coordinated with several systems. Are you telling me now that the hackers are going to be able to get into all those systems? See, again, they want us to believe this, so we will give them ultimate control over all cyberspace, which is something we might be able to use, I don't know, for the benefit of humanity. Also, in 28 months later, the review of the state police response to the Sandy Hook shootings, still lagging, still not really there. We did the anniversary of the Virginia Tech shooting on our show. We do a lot of history on our broadcast and at deadlinelive.info, radiofreeblood.com, and we were talking about that, and I was just reminded all over again about how Cho was in Virginia Tech University for like hours, all by himself, sometimes in two places at one time. And the cops just sat outside. Same thing with Columbine. Again, they'll just chalk this up to incompetence. They're not prepared. This is why they have to have more drills, which is, by the way, exactly what they were doing in Connecticut the day of the Sandy Hook shootings. 28 months since the Sandy Hook Elementary shootings, a.k.a. Drill Gone Live. I don't think I've seen the evidence that the drill was at Sandy Hook, and some of you were saying that Sandy Hook didn't exist, so let's skip past that so I can finish the story, because I'm just giving you the story. Connecticut State Police have yet to issue an after-action report analyzing law enforcement response. Sources have said that many state police radios did not work inside the school, making it difficult for officers to communicate a potentially deadly situation with so many officers searching from different areas looking for the shooters, potentially. Yeah, police scanner sure was interesting that day. That seemed to work. I heard them chasing suspects the street over. Okay. This also reminds me of, again, you're supposed to be prepared. You're constantly drilling. Why aren't you prepared? And then what did we find on the morning of 9/11? The radios all went out in the buildings. That way they couldn't evacuate the first responders from the buildings. Unfortunately, thank you, Adolf Rudy Giuliani. And people lost their lives. I guess they never do learn, do they? If you're out there and you're a first responder or you're a police officer or what have you, because I know, you know, some good ones, you guys listen to the show, your lives are being put in danger by this. So where is the action report? Because after Sandy Hook, if there was a problem with police radios not working in the school, etc., confusion, you'd want to get that sorted out so it doesn't happen again. At one point, an officer had to go outside of the school and use a cell phone to call headquarters and relay the gravity of the situation. A good point. We have cell phones. They work just about everywhere now. But the police radios don't work. They could just go to cell phones. Okay. There's also questions about the 9/11 calls going to the regional dispatch center in Lichfield rather than the closest state police barracks in Southbury, and whether that affected the response times of the troopers who were unfamiliar with the Newton area. Yeah, just a complete botched job, allegedly. See, whenever anything happens, especially something that's suspicious, it's always incompetence. And what happens when there's the massive incompetence? Everyone gets medals, everyone gets promoted, and everyone gets raises. That'll teach them. People are asking what happened to the $1.3 billion of taxpayer money sent directly to the U.S. military officers in Afghanistan. Well, that's a lucrative job. Not as lucrative as the Halliburton, Bechtel, and military security industrial complex, but pretty good. Pentagon won't tell you. Where's the missing billions? And this is just one little corner of the missing billions of dollars. This went right to the U.S. military office. Did they just hand it out to people there? Or? We'll be right back. It's powerful.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, we get back to news and cover extensively, through opinion and news and information, the riots going on the East Coast. I guess this is related to police abuse. I'm having a hard time with it, and I hope Larry Pinkney, our guest in the second hour, he has been on as a guest host here in the Power Hour, so you should know him. Fascinating gentleman and a good friend of mine. Joining us here in just a couple of minutes in the second hour, Bill Still, in the third hour of the broadcast, we'll be talking about the power elite controlling our money and our economy, and therefore the rest of us, or at least trying to. Got to update you on a Power Mall sales for this week. You can go to the Power Mall. I always ask you, just go there and window shop. You don't have to buy anything. You're not going to be put on any kind of, you might be put on some kind of a list, but not by the Power Hour. And we're always being put on lists. But just go over there and look at everything that they have. And then it will do all the work, right? That will sell itself. It's one-stop shopping for everything you might need in your life to be independent, to be free. Right now, the Handy Pantry sale. I almost mispronounced that word. It's been kind of a long morning already for me. I was just running to get in here before we started the show. Handy Pantry sale. Organic sprouting seeds, wheatgrass. Boy, you got to get on the wheatgrass. Herb growing kits. You can grow your own herbs. Jar top fermenter. A shouting jar, sprouting jar lid. Easy sprouter, sprout charts, and books all on sale right now at the Power Mall. The Vegetable Gardener's Book of Building Projects. How to build your own garden from just things laying around the house. On sale right now for $15. The Vegetable Gardener's Book of Building Projects. Build your own garden. It's nice to have all the pretty flowers. You got to have some food. Everything around you says you need to be able to grow your own food somehow. Also, Growing Roots, the new generation of sustainable farmers, cooks, and food activists. The Food Revolution by Catherine Leaner, on sale right now. It's about $7 off at $28. This might be your most valuable resource. Now, remember, you need the books. At least print stuff out. Have something there. Because if the internet goes down and the grocery stores close, you're going to be double plus bad. The Dangers in Kids Meals, Genetically Engineered Food by Jeffrey Smith, on sale right now for $15. The DVD at thepowermall.com. Jeffrey Smith is the foremost authority on GMO food. You think you know it all? No, you need to go check out Jeffrey. Why in the world are they spraying? I'm in that. On sale right now for $18. You support the film. The filmmakers and the Power Hour by buying it. Also, they have What in the World Are They Spraying? Two films you can watch back to back. You'll be almost an expert. If you add Aerosol Crimes, just get all those movies right now at the Power Mall. It's on sale right now for $5. Aerosol Crimes by Cliff Carnicom. If you see all those and then get the Chemtrail Fact Sheets, 10 for $2.50, you'll know everything there is to know about geoengineering, as they call it, or aerosol spraying, or chemtrails, okay? And, hey, I want you guys to be experts. And mostly saying, Jack, we are the experts. What are you? And you might be right. Vegan burgers, 9 servings for $9. Pretty good deal. Oh, $1 a meal? Sign me up. You can get 18 for $20. These are delicious vegan burgers made out of real ingredients. No weird chemical additives or allergens. No animal products, which need to be frozen. The triple family pack of food also on sale right now. Go to thepowermall.com. Tell them I sent you. Or call them at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. 24/7 thepowermall.com. Go over there. Look around. Yeah.